a slower Christmas
opening. Shut up.
Oh, 420.
Well, this is Natalie.
Yeah.
This is the namesake of my youngest cat.
That's right.
Natalie Imbruglia.
How is Natalie Imbruglia?
Hot as ever.
Awesome.
Man, I bet you Natalie Imbruglia is still perfect.
Yes.
It's 420. This is The Hard Line, live from Ticket Stock.
You haven't by the
smoke your apples if you got them.
By Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock is what I meant to say.
Yep.
From the Plano Event Center.
Hold on. 1 second, sir.
No, take it away.
No. Okay, we got to talk to this guy because he's definitely the most fascinating human being here right now. sir, okay, I got to describe you right now, sir. You're wearing jeans. You're wearing a Detroit Tigers jersey, which is an Al Kaline, number 6, of course. You're... hair is about down past your shoulders, in between your shoulders and your nipples.
Whoa.
And your hair is gloriously brown, and you got a big cowboy hat. You look like a member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. What is your name?
I am Bill. I can go by Wild Bill if you'd like. It's on my belt right here.
That sounded a lot like the movie Bill.
You say he's got Wild Bill on his belt, and you forgot to mention he's wearing shades inside, and he's got a handlebar mustache.
Yeah. Now, how old are you, Wild Bill?
Old enough to know better, young enough to do it again.
See, he's been asked that before. Now, Wild Bill, how long have you been listening to The Ticket?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been listening to The Ticket?
I have listened to The Ticket... I think it was on day 3 when it started.
And I heard you talking to Dave here in the break. We've never met you before?
Well, do you remember rocking Uncle Bill with Mike Reiner and Greg O and all that?
I don't. Was that a bit they did early on?
That was what I used to go by earlier.
Rocking Uncle Bill?
Right. But now I just go by Wild Bill.
Okay, so were you in a band or anything?
I play and sing.
Okay. Still?
Yeah. People pay me to quit. That's where I make more money. But I do play.
Okay.
I can carry a tune and play guitar. I have 14 guitars, but that doesn't mean I know how to play.
All right, Wild Bill. That's for sure.
What's your favorite artist to perform?
I sing Bob Seger, Kris Kristofferson.
So, DJ, is this helping you out at all? Are you familiar with any of these artists yet? Some of the current day hits.
Michael
right. Brown. And we were asking Wild Bill in the break, because his hair is so luxurious, it looks like it could be a wig, but it's real, right?
It's real hair.
Okay, but you said you have not had the long hair for your entire life, that this is, you grew it out later in life, right?
Yes. When my parents were alive, they wanted me to have short hair, and then when they went to heaven, I went to hell and grew my hair.
Way to go, Dave.
Wow. No, okay, hey, how's it going, Wild Bill?
He's got a line for everything.
How old are you, Wild Bill?
Oh, I don't want to say.
Well, who cares? It doesn't matter.
I do.
Old enough to see Al Kaline play?
That's like a chick thing, not wanting to say your age.
All right, I'm 71.
Yeah! Okay, great for 71. All right, he has seen Al Kaline play.
But I don't look it, Russ.
No, you look great. You look great, Wild Bill. You with woman these days?
No, not now. If I ever get lucky, she better come with directions. It's been that long.
This guy has got them all. He's got them all. Well, Wild Bill, look, it's great seeing you out here. Thank you so much for coming to Ticket Stock. I feel like I haven't met you, but probably known you my whole life, right?
Oh, I know all about you, and thank you all for being for us, and we appreciate the ticket, and keep on, stay hard.
There you go.
Yes, amen. Sir.
You're welcome.
Amen.
That will now be at the end of our show every single
day. Keep on stay hard.
Keep on stay hard yourself, sir.
Thank there you, he Wild goes. Bill. Wild Bill with the Al Kaline jersey.
Look at that.
So,
did that ever mess you up as a kid trying to figure out, is Al Kaline like alkaline batteries?
Yeah.
Like, is this all related? What's going on here? How did that happen?
Yeah, I feel like Al Kaline is one of those ghosts from my past that I heard his name all the time, but I knew nothing about. My parents and uncles and aunts would talk about him.
I'll get you an Al Kaline book.
I don't need one.
Like.
I don't need one.
I think you'd like to read an entire book about him.
That just sounds terrible.
Just a great
American. Back to that thigh gap talk.